Neil, the other interesting thing to consider with the NCCTG trial will be whether or not there's a difference in cardiac adverse event profiles between the sequential
right.
and the combination. There's some hypothesis out there that maybe even paclitaxel trastuzumab might give more of a cardiac safety signal compared to giving the sequence. So that'll also be interesting to follow in addition to the efficacy outcomes in that trial.
Also gives you a little more time to get away from the anthracycline. But JB, what do we know about paclitaxel in the heart and paclitaxel trastuzumab in the heart?
We have had just a little bit of data that has come from that. I do agree with you. We think that it might be slightly less toxic than looking at the other regimens. So I think we need to look into that a little bit more as a possibility.
Karen?
I have just one question regarding the newly diagnosed patient with congestive heart failure that we think is chemotherapy related. Should all of those patients undergo cardiac catheterization as part of their evaluation? And if so, how much more morbidity does the endometrial biopsy add to the procedure?
What the guidelines recommend, these are the cardiology guidelines, is anyone below age 40 who develops a new onset heart failure, it is considered a class one indication, meaning we have general agreement that it's a good thing to do. The level of evidence is A, meaning from randomized studies, that the intervention of looking in patients over age 40, what you end up finding are anomalies, congenital disorders, and a number of other things that you would not pick up by not doing a cath. Now, in relation to what does that add to the morbidity, very little. The risk of perforation is less than 1% in experienced hands.
And at this point in this woman, JB, do you think it makes a difference in terms of what the actual, whether or not this really was trastuzumab or not in terms of her management? And should anything different be considered at this point?
I don't think anything different should be considered. What I think would be helpful, though, is look at the natural history of her cancer as opposed to her cardiovascular problems. We know very well from our data at MD Anderson and a number of other investigators, this is a very reversible process. It's no longer believed to be an irreversible process, especially in a 36-year-old woman. How this may be important, though, is knowing what the etiology and how you treat it for her future treatment. What if she needs to be rechallenged in the future, either with trastuzumab or lapatinib or some other TKI, tyrosine kinase inhibitor? It would be nice to know her ability to tolerate future additional chemotherapy regimens. And I think that might be useful to the oncologist.